Patty, Mary, welcome back to Lexington.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Hello.
And, you're enjoying the warmer weather?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Still got snow on the ground up there in Boston, I hear, right?
Yeah, I was up in New Hampshire and Vermont last weekend, and there is snow up there still.
It's crazy. Mary's got a mandolin over there. Is this something new? Are we going to hear a new song?
No, this is something off of Red Equals Luck called Children.
Okay.
I remember walking with holes in our shoes. I remember we weren't the kind to make an excuse. I remember thinking we would break all the rules. Where are those children now? Where are those children now? I remember hellfire and brimstone be damned. I remember trembling at the touch of your hand. Crossing the desert to the California sand. Where are those children now? Where are those children now? And I remember angels who led us their wings, cigarettes and paperback poetry kings. Kicking up dust like we didn't need a thing. Where are those children now? Where are those children now? Well, now the curtain calls and fails to fail.
Sounds as good as ever, better than ever, I should say.
Thank you.
I got to go ahead and find out about this. You've got obviously a big fan up in Boston. That would be the mayor, because he declared Patty Larkin Appreciation Day.
I know.
In Beantown.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What's that like? I mean, how did that happen? And did you know? Did you get a call one morning and say, "Hey, guess what?"
Yeah, we did. It was prior to the event, and I said, no, that's ridiculous. And then the record company said, well, you know what? We have a contact with
Fenway Park. And so why don't you do that? And then we'll get you over to Fenway, and we'll get a whole bunch of people from the record companies and record stores and stuff to come down with their kids, and they'll all get hats and with your name on them. We'll have a little lunch of hot dogs before. They'll all get baseballs
awesome.
You can sign, and you can sing the national anthem, and it'll be Patty Larkin Day. And I went, okay, that sounds really fun.
Yeah.
I was so obnoxious. By midnight, my friends were like, okay, you're done. You're done. It's over. Roll up the window. Stop hanging out the window, Pat. Reel it in. Reel it
that
in.
That is exciting.
But I think that's, as mayor, you can deem any day someone's day for that. It's just once in a lifetime. It doesn't happen.
National anthem.
Yeah, the national.
That is this.
Mary,
gotta be...
you've sung it at Fenway.
I have.
What is it like? Is it are major chills at the end of that?
It's pretty exciting.
It's heavy duty.
20,000 people cheering. You know, not for you, but still cheering after you sang.
But the same soil as Ted Williams. You're standing there in the same.
Yeah.
Unhallowed ground.
It is hallowed ground.
Good luck with your socks, by the way.
Thank you.
And then at the end of it, you walk out, and people are like, "Hey, Patty, nice job! Hey, way to go, Patty! Nice job, Patty!" Like it's a 1940s movie. Thanks, everybody. Let's do a show.
Well, it's also cool to be able to do things with the kids too.
Yes, yeah, it was really fun.
What an experience!
Yeah, it was fun.
Humbling. And now is this every year? Patty Larkin Appreciation?
No,
just
we
that
wish.
One day?
It would be.
Yeah.
And I had an album released that day too, so that was the tie-in.
Yeah.
That was the reason they wanted to do it too. So.
So by the end, by midnight, the humility had kicked back in, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was good.
But people still personally celebrate it, though.
That's right, I do in my heart.
Special tree.
I light a candle.
Decorations out in the yard. That's great. Starting to really, really go off. Off board here. That's wonderful. We're really happy for you. Now, you didn't really pursue music until let's see, your mid-30s, in your 30s, right?
Yeah, well, that was my first
album. What the heck?
Album.
I mean, were you thinking about it before? Or?
I was bouncing around. I was a songwriter early on as a tween and teenager, and went to college for English, but then I studied jazz for a while, so I was doing, you know, jazz combos, Brazilian band. I had a little, you know, sort of thing going on with the flute and the congas and singing in Portuguese badly. And did that and then did sort of a rock and roll R&B band for a while, you know. And
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
I don't know. But eventually, you know, staying up till 4, carting a B3 through Boston was not...
No.
You know, I just like, you know what? And I had been opening for people like Loudon Wainwright, The Persuasions, Jesse Colin Young, you know, at a place called The Paradise and still writing on acoustic guitar. And it's just like, you know what? I like those audiences. They're listening to me. They are not falling down at 2 a.m., you know, and not to take away from having
fun. Well, very energetic. I mean, the go-go.
Mm-hmm.
CD, still one of my favorites.
Well, I think my whole thing was I want to play acoustic, but I want to get some of that electric energy or band energy into my right hand. And
you've got it.
Thank you.
When did you? I mean, did you actually? Was there a moment when you actually found your voice?
Happened too. I mean, my first album, I did 3 for Philo, and the first one was a lot of stuff from the band, and you can hear that I'm trying to do something else really with it, and then, you know, started just singing lower and a little breathier, which is kind of the way I normally sing. And I feel like I hit my stride sort of after, you know, in my second album. So it, you know, what I found was that people want to hear you. They want to hear what you sound like. And I kept trying to sound like Bonnie Raitt or someone. Not that that's bad.
We're glad that you sound like you. You're very, very unique and definitely a standout in my books. When did you guys hook up? How did that happen, Mary?
We met at Mountain Stage.
Yep.
Okay.
We were doing Mountain Stage, and we swapped records, right?
Yes, yeah, and I had
or CDs.
I'd had some of your material prior to that, but both from the Boston area, knew of Mary, knew of her work.
And Respond.
Yeah, Respond CD, which was raised money for violence against women, and to help against that. And she's got some songs that are so hooky and just killer production, beautiful singing and songwriting, and I became a huge fan of Mary's and. And then my manager, co-producer, Bet, said, why don't you get her on Red Equals Luck? And so she sang all over that record. We did a tour together, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You got a new record that you're working on, and at this point it's called No Title Yet.
No Title Yet.
That's the name of the record, No Title Yet. Tell us a little bit about that. What's happening?
Well, I wrote, you know, I've written maybe 10 songs that you know, half of them, more than half of them, I can't sing without crying. That's the kind of thing. And I think it might be good to be able to get something a little more perky. But I'm kind of basically, you know, going back to a little bit rootsier stuff, more straight ahead stuff. I don't know. It's I've been having a lot of fun writing, and we'll start playing stuff out, I think, soon. You know, it's either going to be really rootsy or electronica. It's kind of a scary toss-up.
We're looking forward to it one way or the other.
Well, thank you.
You know, I'm very jealous of the fact that you both of you are living in Boston. Lexington, don't get me wrong, is a wonderful place to live, a great place to raise kids. But there's so much to do in Boston.
Yeah.
So many things, including live music. Who are you all seeing up in Boston? I'm interested. What are your tastes? What are your flavors?
Oh,
you like the smaller
goodness.
Venues? Are you not afraid to go to the big places?
I like the smaller venues, you know. And you mean as far as who do we go out to hear?
Sure.
Jimmy Ryan, I don't know if you know who he is. He's a great mandolin player. And he actually inspired me to play mandolin, to pick it up. So I love going out to hear him.
How about you, Patty?
Ellis Paul. I mean, I mostly see people on the road, though. I don't really... I'm about 2 hours outside of Boston, out on the outer Cape of Cape Cod. So,
nice. So you can see the ocean from your house?
I can see Russia from my house too. But, I can hear it from
really?
My house.
What are they doing over there? Behaving themselves, we hope. Yeah. We got to get another one from you.
Love to.
What's this one going to be? And tell us about it before you start strumming away there.
Well, this is called Hallelujah. It's on 25, and I also recorded it on Watch the Sky. And when I wrote it and started singing it out, it really reminded me of Sean Colvin, just her writing and whatnot. So I snagged her to sing on it with me on the 25 CD.
Okay, it's Patty Larkin and Mary Amsterberg live on WUKY.
They told me this is crazy. They told me expect the worst. And they told me this is gonna haunt you someday. They told me this is gonna hurt. We start out just like angels. We start out just like good. And we end up just like free fall, but it ends up, we knock on wood. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. Hallelujah, it's a long way down. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. I'll see you around in the down. They told me they could save me, told me in so many words. And they told me they didn't blame me with my face lying down in the dirt. We start out paint by number, we start out by the book, and we end up in a world of wondering why everything looks so good. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. Hallelujah, it's a long way down. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. I'll see gonna regret this someday, and no one will know what you heard. We start out just like angels. We start out just like God. And we end just like free fall, and it ends up we knock on wood. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. Hallelujah, it's a long way down. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. I see around in the downtown, yeah. I see.
Hallelujah, it's live music on 91.3 WKY. Patty Larkin with Mary Amsterberg. Do us a favor, come back, will you?
Love to. Thanks for having us.
Stay safe on the road.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.